These examples you give, recent controversial appointments from Illinois and New York, aren't they really anomalies? And is it necessary to try to fix the entire system when the problems seem to be few and far between?
This is an awful lot of problems at once, and it points up a very serious matter when in most of the states, one person, a governor, can pick a senator and give somebody a leg up. That really takes away the right of the people in that state to have a free and fair election for their senator. As is often the case, Wisconsin and its progressive tradition has always done things differently. We're one of the few states that has a special election always for Senate seats. And of course, all House races are required by the Constitution to be by special election. So the anomaly really is the appointment of senators, and these events really suggest that it can be a serious problem.
Now, voters in these states where senators are appointed in situations like this, they elect these governors. They know that they have this power and entrusted them with making these decisions. So I guess what's wrong with that?
Well, I think most people would prefer a system where they have a direct say. They might like their governor, but I don't think most people in Wisconsin would want our governor to decide who the senators are or their congressman. I think they'd like to decide for themselves. And this is the nature of democracy. One person, one vote. You know, in Wisconsin, we even elect their Supreme Court justices because of our tradition that elections are the better way to go than just having one or two people make a decision. That's the Wisconsin approach, and I believe it's been shown to be the best approach for the country as well.
Wisconsin, as you know now, has had special elections for vacant Senate seats since the U.S. Constitution was amended to allow that. What do you think is working in Wisconsin that can be applied nationwide?
Well, we've seen ourselves successfully have special elections after vacancy. When Clemens Zablocki died, Congressional District 4 in Milwaukee, there was a special election out of which Congressman Jerry Klitschko was elected. When Les Aspin resigned his House seat in 1993 to become Secretary of Defense under Bill Clinton, Peter Barca was elected in a special election. And when Joe McCarthy, the very controversial United States Senator, died, Bill Proxmire, in a surprise election, was elected in a special election, I believe, over Governor Kohler. So we've seen it work in both House and Senate races in Wisconsin.
But I think one sticking point right now might be that special elections can be costly, and this is a time in a lot of states, most of them are burdened with big deficits. So how can this be done in a time like this?
I think that's a silly argument. It's a very small amount of money compared to the issues we're talking about. And how do you really put a value on being able to actually decide who's going to be your next senator instead of it being based on a backroom deal? Somebody said it was, you know, a trivial amount of money per person that would be involved for a special election. And as you point out, you know, these things don't happen all the time. This isn't like it's something that's going to be an expense every year. And who knows, there might not be any vacancies for a while. So the argument that somehow tough fiscal times mean we shouldn't have a more democratic system doesn't hold any water with me.
Senator Feingold, thanks for being with us.
You bet. Good on being on the show. Thank you so much.